wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
I wish you could experience the restaurant experience Ash and I had before Our Lady Peace. Just all of a sudden, I just noticed this empty hotel restaurant. And
just, downtown?
Yeah, Elephant and Castle was packed full, so I just went to the inn, hotel, bar, restaurant instead. And then we just all noticed that the music in it was, like, extremely loud and ominous.
What was it? Like, is this like the Delta?
Yeah, like cave dripping. Yeah, at the same one used to. Yeah, like something's wrong in a cave or Laura Palmer's dead music.
Oh, nice. Oh. Yeah.
Like really aggressively ominous.
And then the lights turned out and like a horse appeared in the middle of the room or what?
It just didn't stop.
I love it.
Yeah, just an hour of awkward, like really loud,
really ominous doom. You sure it wasn't just the meds kicking in or something? It's just an impeding sense of doom. Let me tell you, impeding sense of doom is funny until you have an impeding sense of doom.
For real.
And then it's so terrifying. It's insane.
You should stop going out with Ash for supper before events. The Indian food, the impeding sense of doom. Yeah, it's a bad combination.
Next time you're just going to be swallowed into a hell mouth.
Yeah. Buffy style. Is there a Buffy remake, I think, happening? Are you guys in or
out? I heard that that's happening.
Out, right?
Not a remake, right? A
reboot?
A revival.
Oh. Oh, but Joss won't be back. That guy's canceled, man.
No, he did things, right? He was a creep.
I think he was more abusive on set, wasn't he?
But then the girl that he was a creep with died, so she's gone.
Oh. Mm.
That's insane that she's dead.
Oh, that Trachtenberg girl? That was the girl he was a creep with? Oh.
Well, he wasn't a creep, but they had to like keep him away from her. Everybody on the set was under a secret rule that no matter what you do, never ever leave her around him alone. Everybody like protected her without officially protecting her.
Is that one of the cast? Is that
that's like kind of by like the crew and the cast?
Yeah. Is that one of the main cast people?
Oh yeah, it was Buffy's sister. Yeah, younger though. Younger.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no. But I don't think it was ever like. I don't even know if it was creepy stuff. I think it might have just been like Carter was saying maybe abuse, but I don't know. Like just. That was
Justice League. He was pretty abusive.
Well, it's like, what's his name? Apparently, like my favorite, like the Bluth Senior.
Oh yeah.
Just terrible to work with. Like on the Larry Sanders. Like apparently, just horrible person to work with, but amazing actor.
Which one, George or Oscar?
Not bad. Have you guys ever watched Larry Sanders yet?
Yeah, I've watched an episode or two.
It's like good. You would love it. It's so good. It's like if you like the things that we like, you're gonna like it because it's the same thing as all of the good things. It's so good. If you just need a good show to watch and you're like, I need to just put something on and I can't decide if it's gonna be good, it's good. It's got some. Not at all. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it doesn't have any Married with Children in it, but it has, like, just the sloppiness of the shooting or the not caring. Just something about it, like, there was just something kind of a little bit less serious about it. Maybe it was the start of those kind of breaking backstage shows, you know, kind of behind the scenes. That's why it was a little bit more loose, but it just had this fun vibe.
It's kind of like 30 Rock, kind of.
Yeah, precursor. There's an era of in that TV era though where it was a fun It was almost like the sentimentalism of like the Back to the Futures before had now gone into television, and you've got these, maybe it's just we getting old at a certain time, so you connect to different pop culture too. I don't know.
I watched Back to the Future with the kids, introduced them to it, tried like 2 years ago, didn't take off, but oh, they loved it, especially watching.
Yeah, because it's the best movie ever made.
He's a big Biff guy, that Wilder. But yeah,
Trevor,
we finished one and two.
My other pop culture thing, you should run to watch Sinners before it's too late.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's that, yeah. Not perfect movie, but there's some stuff in it that is, like, you'll be screaming again. Not from women getting punched in the face.
What is Sinners?
Oh, it's a new Ryan Coogler, Michael B. Jordan joint.
It's a movie.
Okay.
Fruitvale Station, Black Panther, Creed.
I don't know either of those people you said.
Yeah.
And I don't know the first movie, but I've heard of Black Panther.
It's
Is it a horror movie?
Eventually, A Dusk Till Dawn.
Okay.
It's it's like black people in Mississippi in the 1930s.
Okay.
Starting up, it's their first night starting up a honky-tonk or a juke joint. But I already said it's like Dusk Till Dawn, so you can maybe get where it's going.
Yep.
Michael B. Jordan followed him since he was a kid. Yep. He was in The Wire as a kid on season one. And then when he played a teenager, but I'm sure he was like 22. Friday Night Lights. He was the quarterback in the later seasons. And then, Creed, Black Panther. He's the best. Best actor today.
Yeah. You'd be very happy with post-credit scene.
Okay.
There's a couple things in it that are off the charts good.
Will this be playing in our theater here, do you think?
Oh, no. It played in Dauphin for 3 weeks ago. No, it played in Dauphin for 3 weeks, but it's gone now. So I look forward to watching it in 10-minute intervals.
Mm-hmm. Like it opened, it was big, and then stayed 90% the next week. Word of mouth, I guess, is good.
Oh, so good. It was 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Just like 90% of box office still stuck around a week after.
Well,
maybe
I
with
follow
headphones,
those two.
But I'd say it's, yeah.
I follow those two closely, and I was watching maybe hockey or something, and I see the trailer for it, and it's like Jordan, Coogler. I'm like, what? Just because you look at movies coming out this year.
What was the thing I saw on TV that's like the new Twin Peaks coming out from Mayor of Easttown, and there was like an ad and it started playing and I was like, what the hell is this show? And Lisa and I like got off the couch and we're like, what is this? And it's like coming in this fall on Apple TV. And it looked so good.
Ask Ash, she's the only one who knows Apple TV.
I don't know what it is, but I'm excited about it. And one other pop culture thing we never talked about, but
him?
No, those like, what happened to Dustin Hoffman? Did he just die? Like, did somebody just murder him or something?
No, his wife died. And because it sort of seemed like it was a murder-suicide, but then, like, the dog was dead, so it seemed like a gas leak. But his wife died, and he had such bad dementia that he died. She was dead in the house.
That whole thing made no sense with the time gap between it, and that's terrifyingly sad. Now I'm sorry to hear that. Never mind.
Yeah.
Nope. It's all really depressing all of a sudden.
Super smug.
Who's super smug?
Me.
Oh, why?
Bought an electric car.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are smug. I'm smug.
Yep, it's true.
I just looked up that episode of South Park. You know how many years ago that was? 19 years ago.
Oh my.
I know. It is so bad.
Oh no.
And I know we're getting really old. And the other part of that was George Clooney won an Oscar or something like that, and that made him super smug. But guess what? We have a chance to get extremely smug here because the Golden Globes have a new category.
Ooh.
What? Best podcast.
Well, we're a shoo-in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're going to grandfather. They'll maybe name it after.
After us, yeah. Yeah. Maybe we won't win like this year. You know.
Yeah, they just dedicate the award to us.
I don't know if we've had enough episodes this year, but maybe we could get the Lifetime Achievement Award or something like that. But, you know, they're just going to go complete like mainstream trash. It's going to be like Smartless.
Oh, the recap of your favorite show.
No, that's too in-depth. It's going Smartless, Joe Rogan, and, like, Harry and Meghan. And Conan. Like, yeah, that's the four right there.
And the Conan show's good. Bill Simmons. Conan show's great.
Yeah, but it's so mainstream, and Bill Simmons. Great.
It's nothing. Something. It's not worth an award. Absolutely not.
Yeah, but those are the five right there. Boom. Huge honor.
I mean, they followed in our steps.
Yeah. We say that, but if we do get nominated, we'll be all about it.
Oh, I'll show up. I'll get a suit.
I'll be hosting.
Hear that, Golden Globes?
Yeah. Ricky Gervais can't make it. It's Carter.
Where is the awards?
Oh, well, it's the Hollywood Foreign Press, so obviously Hollywood. in foreign somewhere. No, it's in LA.
Okay.
Talk about pandering. What do people like these days? They don't want to see best supporting actress. They want best podcaster.
I like how a podcast has become the career of everybody in a TV show.
Yeah.
Everybody in a TV show, their background, the character is a podcaster. Is there another Dexter coming out too now?
Yeah. There was the Dexter as a kid one, and now there's going to be another one with Dexter. Whatever his name is as Dexter again in the future.
No.
Yeah. It's like, hey, we liked that show during like season 1, 2, 3, maybe four. No, four was
just beating this dead horse.
I know.
Just...
Like, we it wasn't like as memorable as like a Breaking Bad or a, Game of Thrones or The Wire. It's sort of like a second level show.
It was like a Nip Tuck Dexter. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I think a little bit better than Nip Tuck, but yeah.
And it just like, Carter.
these people can't live without, they just need more Dexter. And it gets so pathetic and so bad. And there's literally like 1,000 people probably watching it or excited about it, but they can't let it go. Oh, they just announced Golden Globe for Best TV Show Revival, Dexter.
Are you joking?
No. Yeah. Just wasn't funny. You know what I'm sick of seeing online?
That's the best thing I've ever heard right there. Just wasn't funny.
Hear it? Yeah.
Okay, this is what the most... If I had to say one thing I'm more sick of than anything online is the feel-good story of a pilot who's retiring. It's his last flight. And guess who his co-pilot is? His son.
A daughter or their son.
No, that's it. No, you spoiled it. And if they really want to get it, it's his daughter is the co-pilot. Oh, does that make... Like, no one's ever seen that before. Really? Come on.
It's crazy how in the last few weeks, how bad it's gotten, though. The internet is pretty much over now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just flooded with fake thing. Like, the internet always had a lot of crap. But people had to make that crap. So there was a little crap wizard widgeting, making crap in the crap factories and the crap trees, as we called them. But now you just have crap computers that make crap and they just spread it at an infinite speed. And most people can't tell it's not real, it seems.
Oh, absolutely not.
Like, it's like I scrolled through Facebook And I'm going and it knows what I like. And so it's showing me weird places on Earth. It's like, this isn't a real place on Earth. Like, this is just Lord of the Rings CGI and you made up a fake country and said it was here. And it's like, and there's like 700 comments on it. And it's not a real place.
Looks lovely. We went last year. Couldn't recommend enough.
No, and then there was like that Point Nemo, like the most remote point in the ocean where they dump space stuff. Like, it's just the furthest place from any land in the world, right?
Okay.
But so it's like has this thing like, oh, Point Nemo. It's like a picture of a little island pointing out of the ocean. And it's just like, no. That doesn't exist. Like, Point Nemo is just a piece of water. Like, it's just making up fake stuff so people, like and click. It's just, like, taking things that are kind of true that are popular from other things and just merging them into, like, kind of things that might be true that if people believe them, they believe them. And, like, hundreds of people comment on them.
Yeah, so I'm reading, so this piece of land is not. Everything's this piece of land here. Interesting, yeah.
There is no piece of land at Point Nemo. It's just water.
Interesting.
Like, it's just, there's so much crap out in the last couple of weeks, which is really funny because in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten really good at prompting. And it's like, I'm pretty excited about some of the stuff I'm doing. So that's pretty.
And yeah,
it's making life a lot easier.
When real news places fall for it, like, there's this AI article about best places to retire in Canada or something, and Dauphin was one, and it was absolute AI slop talking about luxurious retirement living in St. Paul's nursing home. And which is a fine place, but one wouldn't call it luxurious.
Yeah, that's where I lied and said my mail was late because of the war.
And like, always time for pizza delivery. It's like, what are you talking about? And that there's a bluegrass festivals. No, there isn't. And yeah, like, it's just not real.
It's just all better slop. Believe, like, nothing's
better
real.
Believe like the city of Dauphin and maybe the, I can't say for sure, but like the city of Dauphin, I think commented on CQDM had an article about it. I'm out of town work and people are like, man, you're in Dauphin. Great place to retire. Hey. Okay.
Yeah, those seem dainty. Like Portage, one of the best, safest, friendliest places to visit.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you wear your stabbing vest. Yeah, it's just the internet's toast. Like, it's just full of crap.
The other thing I always hate seeing that always shows up is Tom said his uncle is Superman. But his classmates didn't believe him. So his mom taught his uncle Henry to bring him to school. His uncle's Henry Cavill. Oh, boy. I hate those. Yeah. There's so many of them. It's the pilot. It's all, yeah. Oh, just gets boobers go. Isn't that sweet? Basically, that's what's everything I hate on the internet is trying to elicit the isn't that sweet from boomers.
That's my new rule with music, is I refuse to help anyone older than me. Cool. If they're older than me and I'm doing anything for them, they have to pay me money. And some people are not liking that new rule. And I said it's age discrimination and I don't care. I said the people with all the time and all the money are going to pay me for my time if I'm doing anything. And maybe rubbed a few people wrong way, but... Yeah. It's for the best.
Yeah.
I want to propose a bracket, Carter.
Right now or for next week?
No. Wrestling managers, because I really want to decide who the best was. Maybe an 8-person bracket. I might come up with one.
Got to go 16.
Oh, but there's so many we won't know. Like,
yeah, Carter, everyone you all pull out will be beyond Trevor's.
Yeah, and then I'll pull out ones he's never heard of.
Unlikely.
wrestling started with The Rock. I'm joking. You know way more about wrestling than me. It's okay. Don't worry, I'm just joking.
Well, like I talked about another week,
hockey.
Trevor won't appreciate anything. You know, Prince Nana is the answer, and you don't know him, I don't think. Mm-hmm. So
I've heard of. You told me about him lots, actually. You've
I think Brent did.
Yeah, or Don Callis.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
is.
Him.
I know that is. Yes.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking the fun. My number one. Who's my number one? And you can guess who mine is. There's two of them. There's two the number one. Who?
The Brain.
Oh, and he's probably actually the best.
Jimmy Hart.
I love Jimmy Hart so much.
Really?
I just love him. He's such a weasel rat. Oh, I loved him.
And he can write a song. He's got lots in common with you.
And Mr. Fuji just ruled. But sometimes, do you remember that they... Well, this will be to be continued, but do you ever remember him being called Master Fuji? Like, for a while? Was that a thing?
Only, was only like when Gorilla Monsoon was on commentary.
Or was there a cover-up? Like, you know how they'd replace people, maybe? I don't know. But anyway, I'm thinking, Carter, if you want to put it together, you could take the reins if you want to. I would have. But mine would have been a jabroni one, right? My bracket. So you could school me if you want, but I love managers. I'm really considering becoming one. I'm still not off of this obsession. I had a kid.
Oh, congratulations!
No. I was walking. Because I'm kind of going through my midlife crisis again, and I just came out of my car, and there was a group of... I told Lisa, and she just couldn't stop laughing, but the only person I could see it happening to would be you, honestly, Carter. But I got out of my car, and I was walking in through like the back door of the school while there was like 200 kids loading into a theater at the exact same time. And so I'm just kind of walking, kind of like avoiding them, and then one kid stops in like the walkway, looks at me, and he goes... fancy to me, because I had like I had my bag and my jacket and my sunglasses and my boots, and he just stopped and looked me up and down head to toe and went fancy. And I just imagined you with your like your Dauphin lawyer clothes getting the fancy treatment from a child there. But it was so funny though. This kid sassed me up and I was like, whoa. It was so good, but I did feel fancy, so it was...
I feel very comfortable. I feel very comfortable at work and stuff like that, dressed like that, but I feel less comfortable when I'm walking like at the underpass underneath the train tracks to Dauphin after dropping my car off for like a tire change or oil
after
change.
Dropping off your EV.
Well, I guess that doesn't take oil changes anymore.
The gas guzzler.
Yeah.
Why aren't you biking? Dauphin has bike lanes. Don't you know Dauphin has Northgate Trails?
I have heard that.
Have you ever heard of them?
I have. My mom had a Northgate Toucan.
Maybe a president. Maybe a presidential. Hmm. And here you are riding a car to work, Carter.
Yeah. Well, my parents got me a bike for my birthday.
Yeah.
Like 4 years ago. And then they kind of took it back home. So when my
and then
brother
they made Northgate Trails and started biking.
So my brother comes to town. He can use that bike, okay? And so my brother's in town right now, and he biked over with like dad's bike. I was like, "Well, where's my bike that's supposed to be there for you to have when you're in town?" And he goes, "Oh, that's in BC. It's they brought it out for me." Like,
oh,
what? That's what
you
kind
just
of
weren't using the present enough.
Wait, so your parents gave you a present, you didn't use it, so they gave it to your brother?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you use your brother's present?
I used it once, pretty much. I went did the 4 mile square with it, and then the car was oncoming, and it shot rocks and it hit me in the leg and it hurt.
That was the end of it. It was like it's like somebody's putting a stick in the spokes meme. Carter just falling down. Why would my parents do this to me?